Well, good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank my co-authors, Ann, Cheryl, and Ron. I'd also like to mention that this research was supported in part by funding from Resource Seeds, which is now a part of Syngenta. It seems like the little guys get gobbled up by the big guys in this day and age. And also from Dairy Checkoff as well. Anyway, in the coastal plain region of the southeastern United States, the planting of cool season annuals, such as annual ryegrass, oat, and or rye, is common to provide grazing or is harvested as green chop and or silage for cattle during a winter-spring season. This is typically, these annuals are typically planted in October, and you can start grazing in December, and you have grazing all the way to May, or if they're harvested for silage, it typically would be harvested in March or April. New forage varieties of triticale have gained popularity in the southeastern United States by dairymen as an annual cool season forage crop for silage and green chop. We are not aware of any trials on evaluation of these newer triticale cultivars as pasture forage for grazing by growing beef cattle during a cool season. There has been some research in the past in Arkansas evaluating triticale, but not with these particular newer varieties that we have present now in the deep southeast. Additionally, there has been some evidence that triticale may be a more suitable crop in a blend with annual ryegrass than rye. This is some research that was actually done about 10 years ago in northern Mexico that shown that triticale may actually be better in a blend than rye. We hypothesize that a new triticale cultivar will be a suitable forage, especially if blended with annual ryegrass for grazing by growing beef cattle. So we set up a study with this objective, mainly being evaluate the suitability of triticale forage either as a monocrop or in a blend with annual ryegrass for grazing by growing beef cattle. Now, this study was done at the North Florida Research Education Center in Marianna, located in the northwest part of Florida. This was a two-year study and it was set up as a 2x2 design with rye versus triticale, or the monocrop versus a blending with ryegrass. In all, we used that's supposed to be 0.6, not 1.6. The conversion from metric to English sometimes gets lost, but it's 0.6 hectare pastures were used each year. The pastures were planted in November for year one or late October for year two. We used 2 tester cattle per pasture, and these were weaned calves. And we used the put and take cattle when forage amounts was in excess in the pastures. That shows the varieties that we used. Okay, I was just trying to get the pointer to work. Oh, there it is. Okay. And the seeding rates, we pretty much follow IFAS recommendations, but we use the wheat for forage recommendation for triticale, as triticale seed, the newer varieties of triticale, seed size pretty close to that of wheat. And initial fertilizations were based on soil testing. We top dressed 2 times with nitrogen. Again, that's an error. How do I get this? There we go. That's supposed to be 65 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare. Pasture forage was sampled every 3 weeks. The cattle were weighed at the start, end, and every 28 days. We collected pasture samples to determine dry matter, crude protein, and vitro data. And the data was analyzed as a 2x2 design combined over years. And it just shows the setup here at the Marianna Station. The paddocks we had there, we have electric fenced paddocks. Of course, they were provided water-free choice. They also had a high mag complete cattle mineral free choice while the animals were on experiment. And this is showing the exclusion cage we used to get 1 meter square sample. Looking at the results, first of all, grazing started late January for each year, a little bit later than we anticipated, and then grazing ended in April or May. Year affected most parameters, and we did get a year by species interaction for some parameters. but we had no three-year rye. What had happened is that the first year, Triticale was the best. Second year, rye was the best. So, just to put it simply. Anyway, looking at the length of grazing season, what I have here is the four different treatments. The rye by itself, Triticale by itself, the rye-ryegrass blend, and the Triticale-ryegrass blend. And this is length of the grazing season. This is the average length. And I have on here the various comparisons. Species remains to plant species, rye versus Triticale. And then blending, which is either rye Triticale by itself or rye Triticale with ryegrass. And you can see that adding ryegrass definitely increased the length of the grazing season. We also saw a species effect in that Triticale, especially with ryegrass, resulted in a longer grazing season. This shows the average pasture forage dry matter accumulation during the cool seasons. And as expected, the blending resulted in a significant increase. We tended to have a interaction in that Triticale ryegrass was our best treatment, where Triticale by itself was our worst. This shows the average number of animal grazing days. Again, adding ryegrass increased the length, or we were able to get more animal grazing days. This is average daily gain. Here we did see a species effect in that cattle grazing Triticale actually outgrew cattle grazing the rye. And this is weight gain, which of course is a combination of grazing days and average daily gain. You see the effect of blending. This slide here shows the distribution of forage dry matter through the grazing season. As expected, we did get a noticeable peak in the early spring period. The next slide, kind of look at this a little closer. This is rye versus Triticale, the rye treatments versus the Triticale. One interesting thing here about Triticale and the distribution of forage over the grazing season is that the Triticale tended to be more even, as opposed to rye, you had this spike at about early April. Now, I do want to mention that I took samples every 3 weeks, so you can see you can see two Aprils, because that's just the way it worked out. It started in late January, went to mid-May. But anyway, to emphasize, the Triticale actually was more even, so it makes it, from a grazing management standpoint, a little simpler to manage than, of course, the rye. And this shows the main effect here of blending. And the big out here, in particular, is where we had a greater increase in forage due to the ryegrass in the sward. And this slide here shows the average crude protein as the seasons progressed. As expected, the protein levels went down. I do want to emphasize that we actually got a species effect. The Triticale was actually lower in crude protein than the rye overall. But anybody who knows cattle nutrition knows that these levels are very high, so there's protein is not an issue. This is in vitro as the season progressed. As expected, again, went down. But as you can see here, the ryegrass-containing pastures had higher in vitro late in the season than the monocrops. So in summary, overall, species had no effect on estimated pasture forage dry matter yield, animal grazing days, or calf weight per gain. Calf weight gain per hectare. Calves on the Triticale pastures overall grew slightly faster than calves on the rye pastures. Blending with ryegrass resulted in increased grazing season length, increased pasture forage dry matter yield, and animal grazing days, and calf weight gain per hectare. The Triticale pastures had a more even distribution of forage dry matter over the grazing season than the rye pastures. Triticale tended And I just say tended because the p-value was 0.06. But nonetheless, triticale tended to perform better in a mixture with annual ryegrass than rye. Here's a I just want to leave here with a picture. This is triticale and annual ryegrass taken late January. And you see it looks, from the picture, looks quite good. One thing we observed in this research is that the cattle readily grazed the triticale. And probably one of the reasons why the triticale ryegrass pastures did so well in our research was that the cattle readily grazed the triticale as such that allowed, they were grazed on the triticale and allowed the ryegrass to come up through the sward. Ryegrass tends to be later in, come through later in grazing season than triticale, which is more early. Whereas in rye, you know, they don't like it. So you'll have these clumps of rye, and it seems to not allow the ryegrass to come through as readily as the case with triticale. So in conclusion, triticale appears to be well-suited as a forage crop for cool-season pastures, especially when blended with annual ryegrass. And thank you for your time, and I'll be glad to entertain any questions that you might have.
Got time for a couple questions?
Yes. Well, no, we went as long as we could with the ryegrass, and that's the reason why the grazing season length was much longer for the ryegrass-containing pasture, especially the triticale one. Yeah, we went well into May. If we had a wet year, in our part of the world, in May it gets dry, and so we actually had to turn it because it got dry as opposed to the ryegrass not being there anymore.
Another question?
Yes.
Did you measure nitrates in the forage at all?
That's a good question. I would like to, and I still have the samples, and I asked Cheryl if she can do them for me. But you're right; it's a possible concern. I know some folks in wheat pastures have found some fairly high levels, and we were thinking about that as well and wanting to do that. But I got the samples; we just haven't done it yet.
I'd say that probably is not a big deal in those rates. Bonnie?
Bob, was there